首先第一個咧就係多謝 Stephen Fiona 幫我哋唱呢首歌啦。咁呢首歌其實都好貼合我今日要講嘅分享嘅，所以我點解講話 Hallelujah 咁啊可以即係收工咧就啦。
So first of all, I would really like to thank Stephen and Fiona for leading us in singing this song "Seek Ye First," because it really matches with the content of my sharing today. So that's why I was joking. All I have to say here is just hallelujah and goodbye.
大家睇到個 PPT 個標題都睇到啦，
As you can see on the first slide of my PPT, the title says it all.
咁所以都好感謝神啦，俾喺神家裏邊，我哋都能夠有呢個咁嘅心有靈犀。
So really praise God that in the family of Christ, we are truly in one spirit.
咁今日咧就我會分享啦。咁啊，首先咧就都想講聲大家好，我叫朱凡，英文名叫做 Frank。
So first, I would like to say hi to all of you. My name is Frank, or my Chinese name is Zhu Fan.
我太太咧叫曉紅，英文名叫做 Sherry Ann。
And my wife is Sherry Ann, and her Chinese name is Xiao Hong.
咁我哋都嚟自于多伦多教会嘅。
And we are both from the Toronto Church.
介绍下我自己啦，下一张嘅 slide。
So the next slide, I would like to
啊，
introduce to you a bit about myself.
我有三个细路仔，大女叫做嘉莹 Christy，二女嘉宝嘉宝，同埋女婿啊 Vincent 啊文心。同埋個仔咧，就叫做成恩當龍。
So we have three children, our eldest daughter Christy, second daughter Gabo, her husband Vincent, and our youngest son Donald.
咁舊年咧，我都榮升為做外公，所以個外孫叫 Emil 樂文。
So last year I was officially promoted to grandfather. My grandson's name is Emil.
咁啊，唔知道在座嘅有冇三个细路仔啦？可能都有嘅，咁啊有啲可能两个啦，但系两个唔紧要噶，你哋有机会超过我哋嘅。
So I wonder whether any of us here have three children like us. Or maybe some of you have two already. Well, don't worry, maybe you guys would exceed us in the number of children
咁如果你哋有四个咧，我哋都唔会超你哋噶啦。
So if you already have four children, I don't think we can catch up.
哇，咁啊！11年前咧，就 Pastor Kelvin 咧都带过我哋嚟过利物浦教会嘅。当时我哋系参加利物浦教会嘅15周年嘅堂庆。
So 11 years ago, under the leadership of Pastor Calvin, a group of us visited Liverpool and we attended the 15th church anniversary celebration here.
时间过得好快，
Time flies.
今日翻嚟咧，再嚟见翻以前认识嘅弟兄姊妹，好感恩，亦都好感慨。
This time around, seeing so many of you, our brothers and sisters I've known before, really fills my heart with gratitude and a flood of
因
emotions.
为当年认识嘅姊妹咧，如今已经离世，唔喺我哋当中。
Because some of the sisters from those days have since passed away and are no longer here with us.
当然亦都使我谂起咗诗篇90篇嘅12节里边，求你指教我哋点样数算自己嘅日子，好叫我哋得着智慧嘅心。
And this brought to mind the verse from Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
不過今日亦都好特別開心嘅，因為除咗見翻老朋友，亦都見到一啲嘅新朋友。
But I'm also especially happy today because besides seeing old friends, I've also met quite many new friends.
特別係喺香港教會識嘅弟兄姊妹啦，都冇諗到咧喺利物浦重新相聚。
And not only that, I never expected to be reunited with some of the brothers and sisters from our Hong Kong church.
有句中文嘅成语叫做他乡遇知己，心里特别感到亲切。
Okay, so there's this Chinese saying that, wow, meeting some of your good friends and companions in a foreign land would bring this, especially this closeness or this, special warmth in your heart.
当然啦，我同太太都特别感谢利物浦教会嘅阿钟水乡啦，开放佢哋嘅屋企，俾我哋喺安息年呢段时间咧。接待我哋，
And my wife and I would really like to thank Brother Zhong and Sister Shui Xiang for opening their home to us during our sabbatical year here.
同时咧，亦都好感谢 Albert 牧师同埋 Grace 牧师咧，邀请我今日能够喺度分享。
And thank you, Pastor Albert and Pastor Grace, for inviting me to share today.
好啦，今日我想分享嘅标题咧，哇，咁快就已经打出嚟啦，未？下一个。 今日我想分享嘅咧系三个部分嘅内容。咁啊，其实咧就系、是、最主要嘅咧就系、是、呢三部分嘅内容咧就系、是、想讲嘅咧就系、是、亚伟天父点样一步一步咁带领我啦，改变我啦，亦都让我慢慢嘅重新去明白到圣经一段大家非常熟悉嘅经文。
So, today my sharing will be divided into three main parts, and I would like to share with you how Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, led me step by step to change me and slowly help me to re-examine and understand an important Bible verse in which I'm sure most of you are very familiar with.
不過開始之前，我哋都用一個禱告啊！
But before we begin, let's pray.
我哋創造宇宙萬物嘅天父亞偉，我哋嘅神，感謝你。
Our Creator God, our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, our God, we thank you.
感謝你俾到我哋有生命嘅氣息，有你嘅話語，亦都有你嘅教會。
We thank you for granting us this breath of life. We thank you for granting us each other in this church.
亦都感謝你俾我哋今日喺教會裏邊去相聚弟兄姊妹嘅詩歌嘅去敬拜你，
And we thank you that as we gather, we have these songs of worship that we can offer up to you.
亦都姊妹嘅去默讀你嘅話語去鼓勵我哋，
And our sisters leading us in the memory verses to encourage us.
所以都感謝你，求你真係喺以下嘅時間都係喺我哋當中。
So we really thank you and we pray that in the remaining time you will be in our midst.
让我哋一齐去数算你喺人当中里边所显示嘅你嗰份嘅慈爱同埋怜悯。
To help us recount all your loving kindness and mercy in our midst.
阿门。
Amen.
好啦，咁嗱呢个经文咧，其实就系我今日最主要分享嘅经文。所以点解我话我同阿 Stephen Fiona 佢哋真系都冇夹过，但系都好默契。佢哋就用咗呢首呢、这个嘅。經文咧就唱首歌，我咧就用呢個經文咧就分享在以下嘅呢段嘅經歷。
So as you can see, the theme passage I've chosen today is from Matthew. Well, sorry, yeah, this theme message on the PPT. And while Stephen and Fiona have chosen this verse as one of their song lyrics at least, and for me, I'm going to use this verse to share with you my experience in the Lord.
不過咧就係、是、同一。段嘅經文咧，對於我自己嘅人生嘅唔同嘅經歷咧，隨住我哋更加深刻咁認識到天父同埋經歷嘅天父咧，你會覺得咧神會要即係俾你咧有機會讀出唔同嘅意思。
But what I find is that even though it's the same verse, over time, as we come to know God more and experience Him more deeply, the same verse actually takes on different meanings at different stages of my life.
當然，今日我要用呢個作為我分享嘅主要經文呢，其實因為佢係跟我信主有好有大關係嘅。
And the reason I chose this particular verse is because this Bible verse has a lot to do with how I came to know the Lord.
咁啊，我今日咧會分享嘅係三部分，我哋先睇睇第一部分啦。
So I will be sharing three different parts, and let's start with the first part.
好啊，咁咧就。我諗在座嘅弟兄姊妹咧，其實大多數都係移民啦，除咗阿 Jo 之外嚇。
So I believe most of us brothers and sisters sitting here today, perhaps except for Joe, most of us are immigrants.
所以咧，我哋遠居住地唔同，但係呢度有一個共同嘅身份就係、是、都係移民，不過我哋移居嘅國家係唔同啫。
So, while we may have immigrated to different countries and also may have different countries of origin, but what we share in common is that we are immigrants.
我咧就係1990年咧移民去加拿大温哥華，
So, I immigrated to Vancouver, Canada in 1990.
因為我妹咧先喺嗰度讀書，後嚟申請父母移民，然後咧我又用未婚嘅身份咧跟住父母一齊過去嘅。
So my younger sister first went there studying, and then later she applied for my parents to immigrate. I then went along as a single adult.
咁一年之後咧，我太太就當時嘅女朋友未婚妻咧，亦都嚟到加拿大啦。
And a year later, my wife, well, my then my girlfriend and my fiance also joined me in Canada.
咁啊，開始啦，我哋喺移民嘅打拼生活。
And then we began our immigrant life of hard work.
其實咧，喺移民之前咧，我喺大學裏邊教書嘅。
Before immigrating, I was a university lecturer in China.
但係到咗加拿大之後咧，個時代文憑唔會承認，當然自己嘅語言亦都唔得啦，所以一切重新開始。
But as I went to Canada, my credentials weren't recognized, and of course, my language skills were also quite poor then, so everything had to start over.
咁啊，喺加拿大咧做嘢咧要講工作經歷嘅，咁因為我冇加拿大嘅工作經歷咧，所以我第一份嘅工咧就喺一個嘅希臘人開嘅 fish and chip 嗰度做洗碗。
So in Canada, if you want to find work, you must have previous experience. But because I had no Canadian work experience, my first job was to wash dishes at a Greek-owned fish and chip shop.
啊，而且呢份工仲係 part-time 嘅，即係話咧，佢哋好忙嗰時先打電話咧。你翻嚟翻工啦。
And it was actually a part-time job, an on-call type of job. So they only call you when they're busy.
咁後嚟亦都試過去做賣車啦，啊，咁但係做唔到2個星期，上期都未到啊，就俾人哋炒咗魷魚啦。
So later, I tried selling cars, but because I wasn't able to sell a single one, I was dismissed before finishing my 2 week probation.
亦都做過外賣啦，咁但係因為路線唔熟啊，所以啲嘢送到人嗰度已經凍晒啦，亦都俾人炒魷魚。
So I also tried delivering takeaway, but because I didn't know the routes well, so by the time I delivered the food, it's all cold, so I was fired.
我諗可能有啲人點頭即係有啲同感。
I saw some of you nodding. Maybe you all have the same kind of feeling and sentiment.
咁最後咧，我都喺温哥華嘅一間高級餐館裏邊揾到一份長工。
But that's okay. Eventually, I found a job at a high-end restaurant in Vancouver.
從前菜開始做起，一步一步升，做到主管級。
So, starting as a food runner and slowly working my way up as the sorry, 变成咩？
Supervisor
哦
級
，supervisor.
something like that。咁其實咧，我唔係想喺度講移民故事，因為我諗咧，每個人都有自己嘅移民故事。
So of course, I'm not here to share with you my immigration story because I'm sure each of you has your own story.
不過咧，其實咧，我諗如果嚟自香港咧，都可能都知道咧，以前香港唔知係無線定亞視咧，有個嘅電視片叫做《尋找他鄉的故事
But I believe those of you who came from Hong Kong would know a TV program called Stories from Afar.
》。其實講裏邊嘅海外嘅華人咧，點樣嘅生活啊、生存奮鬥嘅呢個經歷。
So the TV program was all about stories of Chinese struggling and how they strive when they immigrated overseas.
嗰陣時一路睇一路好有共鳴㗎，我覺得真係好似講我心裏邊話咁樣。
So I remember watching it, I felt a deep sense of connection because it really expressed how I felt in my heart.
因為外表好似移民好光鮮，但實際上裏邊好多壓力同埋無奈。
Because many immigrants look fine on the outside, but actually inside they carry a lot of pressure and helplessness.
如果你點頭嘅話咧，可能都係好似我咁嘅年紀睇過，或者係再後生啲嘅啫，因為好耐之前㗎啦。
So if you're nodding, so I believe you're about my same age or just a little bit younger, because this program was from a long time ago.
點樣辛苦，點樣辛酸呢？我講一個片段俾你知㗎啦。有一年嘅情人節，
So how tough and how difficult it was, I can illustrate with an example. So one day it was Valentine's Day.
我咧喺餐館嗰度，高級餐館嘛，小費好多嘅。咁我嗰日咧就收到啲小費咧，就買咗個好靚嘅花籃咧，就送俾太太。
So when I was working at that high-end restaurant, I received some tips, and I decided to use that to buy a beautiful flower basket for my wife.
咁因為以前喺國內咧，我成日都送花俾佢嘅，甚至試過咧叫花店咧送去佢工作嘅地方，嗰陣時仲未有 delivery 嗰呢樣嘢嘅。
Because back in China, I used to send my wife or my girlfriend back then like flowers quite often, and sometimes I would even have them delivered to her workplace.
但嗰日我送花俾佢嗰陣時，佢只係講咗一個多謝，不過以後唔好花啲錢啦。
But that time, when I gave her the flowers, she simply said, "Well, thank you, but please don't spend money on this anymore."
其實當時喺國內移民過嚟嘅大多數都係空手嘅，所以嚟到一個新地方咧，係手停口停。
So back then, most of us immigrants went there without much possessions or savings. So if we stop working, basically, we also don't get to
所
eat.
以冇積蓄啊嘛，所以日子過得好拮据嘅。
So without savings, it was quite difficult.
咁當時我聽咗太太嘅話，心裏邊好難受，因為以前覺得好自然、好浪漫嘅事情，但唔知點解突然間變成一個好奢侈嘅嘢。
So after hearing what my wife said, it really broke my heart because things that once felt so natural and romantic suddenly became a luxury.
喺餐廳做過嘅人都知道咧，餐廳雖然係有小費嘅收入，但工作時間好長，好攰㗎個人。
So for those who have worked at restaurants, you would know, while the tips could be good, the hours were long and exhausting.
我試過喺高速公路開車翻去嗰陣時，會瞌眼瞓。
I had experience actually dozing off when I was driving on the highway, motorway.
但系咧，因为车硬过咗嗰啲嘅线啊，即系叫做防震线咧、警戒线咧，先我震醒嘅啫。
And I was only woken up when my car hit the shoulder rumble strip.
咁仲有一次咧，我太太咧，佢话发现咧个浴缸里边点解塞咗嘅，去水好慢喎。
And that was this other time when my wife discovered that the bathtub was all clogged.
咁佢打开睇咧，原来全部都系我啲头发，咁佢就好感叹啊！佢话喂。你以前喺大學都十幾年啦，都冇甩咁多頭髮，點解嚟到加拿大咧會變成咁嘅？
And when you check when my wife checks the drain, it was actually full of my fallen hair. So she said, wow, in all those 10, 20 years you were teaching at the university, you never lost so much hair. But after just a few years here in Canada, this is what happens.
今日睇到我頭就當年嘅印記啊！
So now as you see how I am, then you know.
後嚟收入係多咗，啊，亦都買咗屋，亦都有房，但係咧，唔知點解咧，好唔開心喎，心裏邊好焦慮。
So later on, our income improved. We bought a house, a car, and yet I was not happy.
我成日都問自己就話，唔通一輩子就係咁樣樣？
And I was actually quite anxious as well. And I kept asking myself, well, is this all there is for the rest of my life?
咁啊，準備咧3年之後啦，就準備入籍。咁喺入籍嗰陣時咧，我就好想入咗籍之後咧，就離開加拿大翻中國。
So, we were preparing to get our citizenship. And in those 3 years, I was thinking, okay, once I get my citizenship, I would love to go back to China.
咁但係咧，又好現實嘅問題，我哋嗰一代嘅移民啊，離開中國咧，户口就註銷咗。工作亦都冇，其實自己根本都唔知翻去做啲乜嘢嘅，可以。
But a very practical problem we faced back then as immigrants. Of our generation was that once we left China, actually all our registrations our, got cancelled and our jobs were gone. So I would have no idea what I could do if I went back to China.
算你話喂，我想做嘅打散工都唔得，因為你係外國人，你冇簽證。
So even if I just take want to pick up some casual jobs, that wasn't allowed because as a foreigner, I didn't have the visa to stay.
咁我太太睇到咁嘅狀態咧，嗰陣時就遞咗本聖經俾我，佢話咁啦，不如你睇下聖經啦，去禱告下啦，睇下神點樣帶你啦。
So, seeing how I was, my wife gave me a Bible and she said, How about this? You pray and see how God leads you.
嗰陣時咧，因為佢已經係基督徒啦。
Because by then she already became a Christian.
咁你都知道啦，人喺最困難嘅時候攞住個救命草，我當時嚟講就係聖經啦，所以我好認真去睇聖經嘅。
So, as you know, when people are at their lowest points, well, they have something to hold on to, then they would really be serious. So, I began reading the Bible seriously.
每日早上咧都喺嗰個陽台嗰度去讀聖經，而且我最中意睇嘅係咩咧？係馬太福音嘅第6章。如果大家嘅聖經裏邊都有一個不要焦慮耶穌講嘅嗰個嘅小節。
So, every morning I'd sit on the balcony and read my Bible. And my favorite passage was from Matthew chapter 6. And if you have your Bible, you would notice there's a subheading saying, Do not be anxious.
但系咧，我自己咧跳過咧，就直情睇就係今日我俾大家正話睇嘅嗰章6章33節，唔好憂愁，求神嘅國嘅呢段經文。唔知點解嗰陣時我，因為我好憂愁，所以我一睇到嗰度好吸引我。
But for some reason, what caught my attention was actually Matthew 6:33, where it talks about, do not worry, but seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness.
但我嗰陣時冇睇到後邊，我就睇到2個字嘅啫。
But actually, at that time, all I focused on were two particular
你
words.
知道我睇到咩字啊？
What do you think were the words that caught my attention?
求神係
Seek.
就2個字嘅啫，求神。我又唔睇到先求，又唔睇後邊嗰啲，我就睇2個字，求神。啊，至於咩神嘅國、神嘅義、老老實實，我當時冇諗嘅。
So in Chinese it's two words, but in English it's seek. So I didn't even notice or pay attention to first, or you know, what is it, a kingdom of God or righteousness? All I cared about was seek.
而且我嗰陣時好實際，話你俾乜嘢嘢我都唔使，我就2個字回國。
And at that time I was very practical, like I don't care about anything else as long as you help me get back to China.
當然咧，好簡單，但亦都好斷章取義。不過我就講神啊，如果你幫我翻中國就得噶啦。咁我禱告亦都好直接。如果你真係幫我嘅話，咁即係你係真啦。咁真嘅話，我翻嚟我一定信你。
So even though it was a very simple prayer, but it was very direct and honest, I knew it was actually taken out of context, but my thinking was very simple. God, just help me get back to China. If you can make this happen, then I believe that you're real and I will trust in you when I return.
系咪好幼稚，亦都好功利呢？不过系当时我好真实嘅祷告。
Maybe you think it's quite naive and quite transactional as well, but that was my truest prayer, sincere prayer at that time.
不过后嚟真系好奇妙，我打工嗰个餐馆嘅老板呢，佢本来再想提升我再上多一级嘅，但系佢知道我加入加拿大籍之后要回国呢，佢就觉得有啲愕然。
But something amazing happened. The owner of that high-end restaurant where I worked was actually about to promote me to management. But when he found out I was planning to, go back to China after applying for Canadian citizenship, he seems quite surprised.
咁佢話：哎呀，不如你翻去中國睇下先啦。咁如果你經過香港咧，你見下我啲拍檔啦，咁樣。
So he said, well, okay, maybe you can go back to China to check things out, and maybe on the way you can pass through Hong Kong and meet some of my friends.
因為90年代咧，中國啱啱開放，咁好多啲人咧都好想好喺個新興市場分一杯羹啊嘛。
Because back in the 1990s, when China was just opening up, many wanted a piece of the new market.
所以喺中國翻嚟咧，我呢個老闆就同我講：，哎呀，我哋喺香港咧準備組建一間公司，然後想叫你翻中國咧再成立一間當時好流行嘅中外合資嘅企業。
So, because at that time, the owner of the restaurant was going to set up a new company in Hong Kong and then also plan to extend it to China. And so, he wanted me to check it
係
out.
啦，我咧就會係負責中國嘅事務咯。
So, I would be taking care of the operations in China.
咁當然啦，我話我冇錢嘅喎，佢唔使驚，我哋出錢。
And I told him frankly, I don't have any money to invest.
我太太做一年先至翻，佢話唔計要，我哋出份糧俾佢。
And I told him, well, my wife could not go back with me until 1 year later. And they said, don't worry, we will even pay 1 year salary for your wife.
一下子咧，我就從一個打工仔就變咗一間細公司嘅小股東，同埋國內企業嘅負責人。
So suddenly, I went from being just an employee to a minor partner or even a manager of a company.
我真係好唔明白，到依家都唔明白。不過咧，嗰陣時我好感恩，就係、是、感謝神聽我禱告，俾我有機會翻去。
So even up to today, I still don't understand how that all happened, but I was really grateful to God, and the impossible became possible.
即係將一啲唔可能嘅事情變成咗可能啦。
Yeah, so God has truly made the impossible become possible.
咁當然我亦都順理成章啦，keep 住我嘅承諾啦，喺屋企咧接受太太去嘅嗰個教會嘅牧師幫我洗禮，我就信咗主啦。
So I kept my promise. So back in China, I received baptism from the church pastor, from the church where my wife used to attend.
咁當然咧，其實翻轉頭睇咧，唔係話我點樣好啊，唔係點樣樣嘅屬靈神先幫我嘅，啱啱咧就係嗰陣時我係最需要嗰陣時候，最困難嗰時候，神冇嫌棄我。
So looking back, God helped me not because I was particularly good or spiritual. Quite the contrary, it was at my weakest point, when I needed him most, and he extended his help to me.
就好似今日啊，Pastor Albert 喺個禱告之前都講，其實。就係好似約翰一書嘅4章10節講，其實唔係我哋先愛神，係神先愛我哋。
And it's exactly like what Pastor Albert shared during his prayer, quoting from 1 John 4:10, saying that not that we loved God, but God loved us first.
所以其實係呢句話係講出我心裏邊嘅話嘅。
So this really expressed my heart.
所以各位，如果喺當中裏邊，我哋如果冇信主嘅話，未信主嘅話，我鼓勵你去經歷神嘅真實。
So for those of us here who are not yet believers, I really encourage you to experience God's reality.
當然啦，其實咧，我都覺得神係鼓勵人去求佢嘅，因為你從來都唔求，你都永遠唔知道佢係真實嘅。
Of course, I believe God encourages us to seek and ask. Because if you don't even ask or seek, how would you experience his real?
啊，當然我哋亦都唔係話一定妄求，但係亦都唔係話神一定滿足我哋嘅所有願望。但係神知道你裏邊需要嗰陣時，佢真係會憐憫你，為你開路。
So of course I'm not saying that we just ask for really we're not asking for unrealistic stuff or out of greed, but if we're really asking out of our deepest needs, God would be merciful and he would really grant them.
咁呢個就係我。啱啱第一次读呢个经文嗰阵时，亦都系我信主嘅开始啦。
So yeah, that was how I experienced this verse at the beginning stage of my journey of faith.
咁啊，第二部分啦。
Now we come to the second part.
94年呢，我就翻返中国参加我太太嗰个嘅以前去过嘅家庭教会。
So after returning to China in 1994, we went back to the first church that my wife used to attend.
咁當時嗰個環境好寬鬆下嘅，對於家庭教會亦都冇好似依家咁嚴格，所以我可以參加啲公開嘅聚會。
So the overall situation back then was relatively relaxed, and we were able to join the church gatherings in this house church without any problem.
咁但係咧，依間教會因為太細啦，所以好多時候咧個餵養係唔夠嘅。
But because this church was relatively small, so spiritual nourishment often was a bit lacking.
而且我自己對於聖經嘅話語咧，啊，好似胃口突然間多咗，咁所以我就覺得，哎呀，點辦好咧？
And because I suddenly had that increased appetite, great appetite for the Word of God, so what should I do? I wasn't filled.
呢個時候咧，神又為我開路喎。
Amazingly, at this point, God opened up another way for us.
通過我太太中學嘅朋友嘅同學嘅介紹咧，98年咧，我就認識咗依家嘅教會喺國內嘅服侍嘅牧者。
Through a connection from my wife's high school classmate in 1998, we met the church workers who were serving in China from our current church.
我唔知道你哋第一次接触我哋教会有咩感觉，但当时对我嚟讲，接触我哋嘅教会里边，其实有好多好吸引我嘅地方。
So I don't know what you feel about our church, but for me back then, I found that I was deeply drawn by many different things of this church.
首先第一个，我第一次听到委身，完全委身呢个词条。
First, it was the very first time I heard words like commitment or even total commitment.
因为以前我觉得好简单嘅啫嘛，人信咗咪可以咯，一次得救咪永远得救咯。
Because back then, my understanding was very simple. Isn't it just to believe and that's all? And isn't it just once saved, always saved?
点解仲要重生啊、更新啊、完全啊，成为耶稣咁样嘅完全嘅？
Why talk about being born again or renewed or, pursuing perfection, becoming like Jesus?
对我嚟讲咧，完全委身俾神咧，其实当时嚟讲系好大嘅冲击嘅。
So it was a shock to me, quite impactful for me to hear about, this total commitment to God.
因为我自己觉得自己都仲系个知识分子，所以我喺个知识里边信神。
So I was really someone who's after knowledge, and so all my beliefs stayed in my head.
但系真系完全嘅委身系完全唔同嘅。
But this whole matter of total commitment is separate. Yeah, it's totally different.
我今次喺水乡同埋中学嗰度住咧，有个书柜，教会嘅书柜。我重新又再将张牧师嘅呢个完全委身呢本书攞出嚟读。
So this time around, we are staying at Jung's place, and there's a church library bookshelf there. So I picked up the book Total Commitment, written by Pastor Eric Chang, and read it all over again.
我觉得真系完全嘅唔同嘅，每一次睇都有唔同嘅领受。
And truly, as I said, every time you read something, again at a di different stage, wow, you have new insights. You have different kind of feeling.
咁其次咧，就係我哋教會咧，後嚟即係牧者帶我哋一齊去查經，我哋有好多查經嘅。
And later on, as you know, our church has quite many Bible studies. So as I followed the church pastors in studying the Bible more,
咁而且咧，查經嗰陣時咧，其中咧就好嚴肅嘅有一段嘅經文，就後邊嗰個 slide。
So one particular passage that has a very serious tone really hit me.
就係呢個馬太福音嘅7章嘅21到23節。
And it's from Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23.
嗱，呢个咧我唔读，因为我睇住个时间，我其实好长嘅，咁大家睇翻
哇，
去睇就得啦。不过咧，最主要一样嘢对我嚟讲深刻印象嘅系。
So, because of time, I won't read it out, but I hope you would really spend time to read it at home. But one thing that really stood out to me was.
因为咧喺呢度咧，我当时咧其实都翻嗰间嚟教会，我都好热心噶。我又去传福音啦，又参加人哋赶鬼啦，又去即系其实真系去呢度讲嘅，我都有做到嘅。
So you have to understand, back then when I was attending that church, I was really zealous. So I followed them everywhere to share the gospel or even in casting out demons. So whatever is said in this passage, well, I pretty much got involved.
我甚至将我哋公司嘅一个阁楼整成一个叫做图书馆。
I even turned the attic of my office into a church library.
啊，因为好多嘅弟兄姊妹咧，都会将啲属灵嘅书咧，都放喺嗰度，我哋喺嗰度睇啊，去交流嘅。
Because many brothers and sisters would bring some spiritual books and to share, so we store them there.
我哋甚至咧喺公园唱歌啊，去邀请人哋嚟嘅，好公开噶。
And we would even sing publicly in like parks and invite people to church.
但系喺呢度咧讲，喂，主话我从来都唔认识你哋嘅，
But here, what the Lord says is, I never knew you.
所以俾我咧即系好认真咁谂，话真就系你咁热心，好去聚会又好，甚至服侍好传道都好，唔等于真系认识主。
So this really spoke to me, regardless of how zealous you think, whether you are, really zealous on fire in sharing the gospel and doing whatever, preaching, but it doesn't mean you're fine.
其实就系停留喺一个宗教嘅热心里边嘅啫，
Because all that could just be religious zeal.
因为咧人嘅本性咧，其实系永远专注自己，唔会专注神嘅。
Because it's just human nature to focus more on ourselves and not on God.
表面上我哋都好追求神，但系里边实际上放唔低嘅，其实仲系自己。
So often, outwardly, we seem to be pursuing God, but inwardly, we can't even let go of ourselves.
我举个例子
So I'll give you an example.
啊，我记得嗰年咧，我50岁。
So remember, I turned 50.
嗱，我唔讲我今年几多岁啦。
So I won't tell you how old I am now.
咁啊，50岁咧，咁我喺弟兄嘅聚会里边咧，我就分享，因为人哋问啊，50岁有咩嘅愿望啊，生日愿望啊，咁我就讲。
So at a brother's gathering, I was asked, "Oh, what birthday wish do you have now that you are 50?" So I shared.
1/3咧就俾教会啦，今后1/3就俾屋企人啦，1/3就俾自己嘅兴趣爱好啦。
So from this day on, one third of my time I would dedicate it to the church, one third to my family, and then I could have one third for my interests and hobbies.
而且我觉得我唔错啊，我将教会放喺第一先啦。
At that time, I thought I was pretty good. I placed the church first.
但系我嘅牧者，我哋当时嘅牧者一针见血就指出我嘅错误同埋问题。
But actually, our church pastor pointed out the problem immediately.
其实你话你咁嘅谂法就系将你放喺中间嘅啫。
Actually, this kind of thinking, you are still having you at the very center.
嗰一年咧，我哋有机会去大学咧讲圣诞节嘅庆
So
祝圣诞节。
that year we had an opportunity to share about Christmas with some university students.
咁咧就同工咧就去分享咩叫做 SIN，
So the coworker shared what SIN is about.
其实呢个就系英文就是、中文嘅罪嘅意思。
So SIN stands for, I mean, is a word sin, right?
啊，咁啊中间里边就系点解罪咧？就是、因为中间有个 I 就我。
So what constitutes sin? I is right in the middle of this word.
所以佢话咧，其实咧。你咧有冇留意到一点咧？因为听完之后，同埋同嗰日嗰年参加呢个咁嘅圣诞节嘅呢个聚会之后，我就觉得其实我本身就将我自己摆喺中间。
So after hearing that message at the Christmas gathering, and as I reflected on what I said, I realized actually all along I'm still placing myself at the very center.
因为真正嘅信神咧，同埋完全嘅委身系唔能够好似我咁样，已经系整个人应该系属于神嘅。
Because true faith in God and to really be totally committed, you cannot still be having yourself.
所以经过一段时间嘅预备啊、祷告之后咧，我决定咧喺2013年嘅7月7号咧， 喺我哋国内嘅教会里边认真重新受洗。
So after a period of quiet and prayer and preparation on July the 7th, 2013, I decided to get baptized, rebaptized at our church in China.
所以牧师就为我按手祷告啦，而且当时佢提过一句话好重要，系希望我以后咧都系要学习先寻求神嘅国同埋义，同埋将神放喺生命嘅首位。
The pastor laid hands on me and prayed at my baptism, but specifically mentioning that he hoped I would, from then on, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, putting God first in my life.
所以你睇下，我點解又要用呢段嘅經文作為我分享嘅第二部分嘅主要原因啦。
So that's another reason why I chose this particular verse as my theme verse of the testimony sharing today.
因為呢個唔單止係聖經嘅一個道理同埋原則啦，而且我自己生命裏邊一個好重要嘅經歷。
Because this is not just a Bible principle that is very important, but it's actually a very significant personal experience throughout my journey.
當然啦，今日我唔係鼓勵人要多次受洗啊。
Of course, I'm not encouraging people to receive multiple baptisms.
呢一點我要特別嘅強調嘅。
And I have to emphasize this, be very clear about it.
但只不過咧，我想分享喺我自己當時嘅生命裏邊，其實我一定係要尋求一件事，就係我到底有冇真正嘅認識主。
I was just sharing that in my life, I had been searching for one thing, whether I have truly known the Lord.
因為呢個係好重要嘅，
Because this is very important.
亦都係第三部分。
And this leads to the third part.
1994年到2014年咧，其實我喺香港同中國做事咗20年。
So from 1994 to 2014, I worked in Hong Kong and China for a total of 20 years.
咁我就考慮咧，就啊咩時候翻加拿大咧？
So I was pondering, oh, when would be a good time I should return to Canada?
同埋，如果真系翻去选择加拿大嘅咩地方呢？
And if we do decide to go back, where in Canada should we settle?
我同我太太当时都有一个共识，就系话，如果真系翻去加拿大，我就系最希望去多伦多。
So my wife and I both agreed, if we do choose to go back, we would love to go to Toronto.
虽然我哋都未去过多伦多噶，但系我哋教会喺多伦多有分会嘛。
Even though we had never been to Toronto before, but because our church has a branch there.
我一直都喺國內做事，但係每一年咧都會翻去温哥華探我父母同家人嘅。
Throughout the years I worked in China, I would return to Vancouver every year to see my parents and my family.
我哋嘅家人全部都喺嗰邊，
All our relatives and families were in Vancouver.
甚至咧，而且你知道咧，如果翻去嘅話，好多時候移民其實如果有家庭有細路仔，都係為細路仔噶嘛。
And as you know, most of the time for immigrants, the reason is really for your next generation, your children.
我当时两个女咧已经喺温哥华读书噶啦。
So by then, our two daughters were already studying in Vancouver.
咁啊，我个仔咧就系准备会加入仲喺国内，但系准备会加拿大，翻加拿大读高中。
And my son was still in China with us, but he was preparing to also go abroad to Canada to continue on with his secondary school.
所以按照常理咧，如果真系回流加拿大，应该就系喺温哥华，唔喺多伦多噶。
So naturally, we should go to Vancouver and not Toronto.
而且當年幫我申請去加拿大嘅妹咧，都希望我能夠翻去啦，一齊照顧年老嘅父老啦，彼此都有個照應嘅。
Besides, my sister, who actually arranged for our immigration, actually wanted me to go back and help take care of our aging parents.
我妹夫仲好細心喎，佢咧都準備咧將佢喺鎮仔裏嘅物業管理交俾我哋。
And my brother-in-law was also very thoughtful. He actually was planning to let us take over the property of their small town, take over the management of some small town properties they owned.
而且仲希望將呢一部分嘅收入咧俾咗我哋，咁樣嘅話，我哋有地方住，有穩定嘅收入，咁係咪好穩妥嘅安排啊？
And they were also planning to give us the income that were generated from that. And then it would solve the problem of our residence, like where we stayed, and we would also have very stable income.
所以當我哋準備翻加拿大温哥華嘅安排、家人嘅諗法、妹夫嘅準備嘅嘢咧，同我哋教會嘅牧師去進行交通嗰陣時啦。佢冇馬上俾我哋 意见，而系叫我哋先安静祷告，慢慢等候。
So while it seems like a very secure plan, when we shared this plan, including our family's wishes and my brother-in-law's proposal, and all this with our church pastor back then in China, he didn't give us any immediate advice. He just told us, "How about, you know, take some time to be quiet before God and pray about it."
因為佢都知道，其實喺我哋嘅心裏邊都好想去多倫多翻翻自己嘅教會嘅。
Because he knew that in our hearts, we actually desire to go to Toronto so that we could continue attending our church over there.
所以嗰陣時，我同我太太又重新嘅開始好迫切嘅禱告咯。
So at that point, my wife and I are really keep praying to God sincerely.
咁呢個嘅等候咧，今次就耐咯，大半年，差唔多成一年嘅時間喺度。
But this period of waiting was quite long. It took about 9 months to a year.
但系咧，呢一次嘅安静嘅等候咧，俾我又重新咧翻翻马太福音6章33节，你们要先寻求神嘅国同埋义。
But for me, this time of quiet waiting brought me back once again to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
以前我只系注重呢段经文嘅前边求神，后边嘅一切嘅加俾你，但系今次有啲唔同咯。
So before, whenever I read that verse, my focus was on the part that seek, and then all these things will be given to you. But this time, it's very different.
我就留意到咧，其實咧有先求。
I notice, well, it mentions seek first,
神嘅國、
God's kingdom,
神嘅義。
and his righteousness.
哇，其實點樣理解咧？咁我都查好多聖經啊，講神嘅國就係神做主啦，將主權交俾神啦，唔係淨係要求神成就自己計劃。
So then I start to really seriously studying the Bible, and I found a lot about what it means concerning God's kingdom. And it's to do with letting God be king, let him reign, and handing the decision making back to him, not just asking him to fulfill my plan.
咁啊，神嘅意就系要走讨神喜悦嘅路啦。
And God's righteousness obviously has to do with walking a path that pleases God.
头脑上都知道，理论上都知道，但系真系点样去实践呢？
So while I understood it clearly in my head and theoretically, but practically, how do I implement it?
不过我当时咧，我同我太太都其实都好清楚，就系我哋要去多伦多翻翻我哋当时嘅教会，
But what was
当地嘅教会。
absolutely clear to me and my wife was that when we return to Canada, both of us want to go back to Toronto to our church over there.
首先咧，因为呢个教会咧系我重新受洗，同埋后嚟喺教会接受训练，同埋跟住牧者同埋弟兄姊妹一齐成长嘅，喺国内已经差唔多有16年。
So the reason was that first it was in this particular church in China that I received rebaptism. And since then, I had received various training and I was growing alongside our brothers and sisters over there. So, altogether, I have been attending this church for about 16 years in
所以
China.
喺某種意義上嚟講咧，我係真係跟住呢個教會咧一齊成長。
So, in that sense, I truly grew up with this church.
其次咧，教會呢幾年咧最吸引我嘅咧，唔單止幫助，仲係咧俾我睇到咧教會嘅牧者同埋傳道人咧活出佢哋所講嘅生命。
And over those years, what really attracted me was not only the help that the church had given me, but rather what attracted me most was how their teaching, and I saw the church pastors and ministers live out what they preach.
特別係喺獨一真神呢方面嘅教導咧，佢哋真係對屬靈嘅呢個生命好認真，同埋好系統咁嘅栽培咧，係俾我覺得同我以前接觸嘅好多教會唔一樣。
And especially the emphasis on the one true God in the very serious and systematic teaching, especially also the emphasis on the spiritual life. This is so different from many other churches that I had known.
亦即係話，如果用一個食嘢嚟講咧，你食過一啲嘅大餐咧，正宗嘅咧，你其他食嗰啲嘢咧，你都真係好容易就分辨出嚟嘅。
So it's almost like when we have tasted the most authentic food, then when you taste other inferior ones, you could easily tell.
同埋咧，令我好感動就係好多嘅牧者同童工咧，原來其實佢哋原來都係專業人士嚟噶，有自己嘅前途同埋生活，但係好願意長期喺國內服侍，一服侍就係10幾年。
And what really touched my heart was that actually many church pastors and workers, they were professionals, and but because of their love for God, they were willing to serve in mainland China, and it's usually decades as they've been staying over there.
同埋咧，依幾年咧，嗰幾年咧，我都跟住教會都去過唔少地方短宣啦。咁啊，接觸咗世界各地，我哋唔同嘅教會同埋牧者，咁我都越嚟越感受到佢哋身上都有共同嘅東西。
And also because during those years, we also had opportunities to follow our church leaders to various places for short missions. And yeah, we observed something that they all shared in common.
佢哋唔單止講聖經，而且真係努力活出聖經裏邊所講嘅生命。
Not only do they teach us the Bible, but they earnestly lived out their teaching.
咁所以我哋喺度等候啦，咁啊一步步嘅睇下神點樣俾我哋開路喎。
So we kept waiting and we observed how God step by step opened up the way for us.
咁我正話都講過啦，我妹夫都幫我哋安排好啦，等我哋咧有温哥華咧可以接手佢哋嘅小鎮嘅物業管理。
So just now I mentioned how my brother-in-law was already planning to arrange for us to take over the property management in the small town upon our return to Vancouver.
但系咧，好突然，
But
喺我哋
suddenly,
準備翻去之前咧，温哥華突然落咗一場好大嘅雪。
There was a sudden huge snowfall just before we were to go back to Vancouver.
但系咧，大家知道咧，其實温哥華好少落大雪嘅，但嗰年唔知點解積雪好嚴重，竟然將佢嘅物業嘅樓頂嘅一個建築咧壓穿咗個窿。
So, for those of you who know, Vancouver rarely had snowfall, but that year, for some reason, it snowed so heavily that it punched a large hole through the building's roof.
咁啊！呢件事情一发生咗之后，我妹夫佢哋就重新考虑，佢话：喂，你都离开加拿大咁耐，人生地不熟，你又唔系好似我妹夫咁样样，乜都识收，乜都识整噶。
So after that, my sister and my brother-in-law reconsidered the whole situation. They said to me, "Well, you have been away from Canada for so long, and you don't really know your way around, and you're not as handy as your brother-in-law, who grew up there."
所以佢哋擔心我應付唔嚟，最後決定，哎呀，都仲係夾俾翻佢哋管理好過啦。
So they worried that I wouldn't be able to manage or handle such emergencies. So they ended up deciding to keep managing the properties themselves.
反而咁樣樣，比我同我太太心裏邊更加清楚，因為原來我哋都好多顧慮，依家一下子冇顧慮添。
But this actually makes things even clearer for my wife and me. Originally, we had all these concerns or uncertainty with these plans, but now we could just let them go.
好啦，咁啊，決定去多倫多，但去多倫多邊度咧？多倫多好大嘅喎。
So now we are fixed on going to Toronto, but Toronto is a large city. Which part of Toronto should we go?
咁我咧就2013年底咧就去探路先。
So at the end of 2013, I went alone to Toronto to explore.
咁啊，呢一次嘅探路咧，其實又係有好多個古仔，其中咧都係同先求尋求神嘅國同埋義點樣喺現實生活佢應用嘅故事。
So that exploration became a real life lesson in experiencing what it means to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness.
咁啊，多倫多啲有個做地產經紀嘅，佢知道哇，你都係為個仔讀書讀高中，係啦，畢業幫你揾間全省最好嘅中學啦。
So a friend of mine who's a real estate agent said, "Well, I know the reason you come is, of course, for your son's welfare, right? So how about we look for the province's top-ranked school for your son?"
咁嗰陣時嗰間學校咧，其實就亦都喺華人聚居嘅。如果大家對多倫多熟悉嘅話咧，就喺 Richmond Hill 嗰度喎，好多華人，好方便嘅喎。
So if you're familiar with Toronto, you would know there's this place called Richmond Hill, where it's a very densely populated a very Chinese area, and it's very convenient.
地產經紀帶我睇嘅嗰間屋就喺學校嘅對面。
And the very house that this real estate agent showed us was right opposite that top-ranked school.
所以從現實角度嚟講，真係最好不過噶啦。
So from a very practical point of view, that must be your first choice, right?
但係我自己好似禱告當中咧，都覺得哇，好似遠咗啲位，又唔係好靠近教會喎。
But as I prayed, I felt, but this place is too far away from the church.
其實開車過去個幾鐘頭。
If you drive, it's over an hour drive.
周末可能會冇咁塞，都起碼都成40幾分鐘。咁同我裏邊有，我講唔出有一種嘅唔係好平安。
So, I couldn't express it, but I just felt an inexplicable unease, lack of peace when I prayed, because even if there's no traffic, it would take at least 45 minutes or so to get to church.
所以當時我亦都好認真咁禱告啦，我話神啊，如果講話先求神嘅國同埋義，咁神嘅國喺邊度咧？神嘅義喺邊度咧？
So at that time, I prayed earnestly again. Well, God, your word says, first seek your kingdom and righteousness. Where is your kingdom?
咁啊，當時咧我就好直接，
So
亦都好單純嘅理解。
back then, my understanding was very direct and simple.
神嘅國咪就教會咯，啊，咁既然教會當時我哋教會喺市區嘅。咁喺大學嘅附近，咁我就唔應該嚟教會咁遠噃。
So back then, my understanding was just God's kingdom would be found in the church, right? So since the church met downtown near the university, I shouldn't live far from it.
咁當時咧，又有嗰個有人同我講：，喂，你教會當時仲未有固定嘅地方㗎，流動嘅啫噃。
So then someone reminded me, well, your church doesn't even have a fixed location yet. Back then, we didn't have our own church building. So, well, that means your church is kind of mobile.
而且咧，一放假嗰陣時，你喺大學都冇得喺嗰度聚會，可能要仲要去揾地方噶喎。
Not to mention, whenever it's long holidays, the university is closed and they might even have to find other places for meetings.
咁我繼續又禱告，我話：OK，既然教會係流動，咁我就接近牧師住嘅地方啦。
So I continued praying and I thought to myself, okay, if the church is mobile, then maybe I should choose a place close to the pastors.
因为嗰阵时咧，我对神嘅义嘅理解又系好简单。
Because looking back, my understanding of what the righteousness of God was also very simple back then.
我觉得神咧会透过忠心嘅牧者，俾我更加认识佢，行喺神喜悦嘅路上嘅。
Because I believe that God would help me and my wife know him and walk in his ways through faithful servants of God.
所以我就咁理解噶啦。神先求神嘅国同埋义，其实就系靠近教会，靠近牧者。
So for me back then, my understanding was that to seek first God's kingdom and righteousness meant I should stay close to the church and close to the pastors.
咁当然啦，如果依家睇翻转头咧，我都知道神嘅国同埋义咧喺圣经里边有更深嘅意思嘅。
But of course, now looking back, I know there's much deeper meaning to what it means to, about God's kingdom and his righteousness.
啊，因为呢度涉及到神嘅主权啊、生命嘅问题，但系对于我当时嚟讲，我就系咁具体噶啦。
So of course, we now know God's kingdom and his righteousness have to do with God's sovereignty, his kingship, and the transformation of life. But at that time, I was learning so concretely.
其实我自己咁样虽然咁样去谂啦，但系咧好感恩，神已经为我预备咗噶喎，其实。
So even though my understanding might not be all comprehensive at that time, but God had already prepared everything for me.
因为啱好咧，有一位香港过嚟陪读嘅姊妹咧，准备离开多伦多，佢嘅仔毕业啦，所以咧，我哋可以承租佢原来租借嘅地方。
So, just around that time, a parent from Hong Kong who had been staying in Toronto was about to leave. So we could just take over her apartment and the lease.
咁所以咧，就系我哋就，而且佢住呢个地方咧，又好近教会，又好近牧师佢哋住嘅地方添。
Moreover, where she was staying happened to be very close to church and very close to where the pastors were living.
而且個學校都 OK 嘅，
And the schools around are okay.
啊，咁所以後嚟咧，我哋就 OK，我哋就 take 呢、這個，咁亦都因為咧就係、是、牧師仲幫我哋做埋擔保添，因為你都知道咧，一個新嘅移民去到一個地方租住地方咧，你係需要擔保嘅。
And we're also grateful that the pastors actually ended up being our guarantor because when you immigrate, usually they would require for you to find guarantors when you take on a
咁
lease.
所以後嚟我仔讀嗰個學校咧，就係呢個陪讀家長之前讀嘅嗰間學校。
陪讀家長啊，仔定女？
我仔讀嘅學校咧，就係呢個陪讀家長之前讀嘅嗰間中學。
So later on, my son ended up going to the very same school as the Hong Kong parent who was accompanying her, the child, the
其實咧，
student.
從嗰度咧坐一趟車就可以去到我哋當時教會喺大學嘅聚會點。
And from there was a direct bus that took us right to the university's meeting place, at the church's meeting place at the university.
所以其實咧，好多嘅嘢其實一步一步就預備好咗噶啦。
So I could see that everything was planned out step by step.
所以我自己睇翻轉頭咧，如果你真係好認真去學習，先尋求神嘅國嘅義嘅時候咧。
So looking back, I am convinced that if a person truly is serious about learning to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness,
好多嘅嘢咧，神其實默默都替你安排好咗嘅。
many things God would quietly prepare and arrange for you.
咁大家可能好奇啦，啊，細路仔搞掂啦，大人又點啊？
So, okay, all your kids are settled. How about the adults?
啊，咁啊，2014年咧，我翻去嗰陣時咧，其實我都唔知做咩嘅，我只係知道我兩個女喺 BC，即係西邊嘅加拿大嘅地方讀私校，個仔喺東邊安大略省讀公校。
So back then, my two daughters attended private schools in BC, which was the western part of Canada, while my son attended public school in Ontario.
咁但系咧，就俾我有機會咧，開始花時間去研究加拿大教育。
But that led me to seriously study more about Canadian education.
啊，參加個女嘅學校嘅義工啦，咁參加仔嘅公校嘅個家長管理委員會啦。
So I volunteered at my daughter's school, and I also joined the
Council。
school council at my son's school.
咁其實花咁多時間研究咧，咁啊慢慢慢慢咧，哎呀有心得喎，有心得之後咧，仲可以出版成書。
So, having spent so much time studying and understanding Canadian education, I ended up writing a book on it.
咁啊，開始有國內嘅家長就揾我啦。
And then gradually, parents from mainland China started to reach out to me.
咁我開始就做咩咧？就嚟加拿大讀中學嘅監護人啦。
So I started working as guardian for younger students from people high school leavers in China.
咁啊，因為我對加拿大教育咧好有研究，所以咧又後嚟又幫手做大學升學啦、研究生呢個嘅申請嘅呢啲咁嘅嘢。
And because I was very experienced and knowledgeable in this area, then I ended up taking on university and graduate applications and academic planning.
一做就做咗10年，
And before I knew it, over a decade had passed.
開始我仲覺得只不過係一份工，但係諗唔到咧，其實呢個係神俾我嘅一個托付。
So at first I thought I saw it as a job, but little did I know it's actually a calling from God.
因為咧，我唔單止幫啲學生讀書啦、申請學校啦，仲會帶啲學生同埋陪讀家長去參加教會嘅活動。
Because not only did I help students with their studies and applications, I often brought the students or even the parents to church activities.
啊，咁啊，希望咧就將福音嘅種子撒喺佢哋心裏邊啦。
Hoping to plant seeds of the gospel in their hearts.
但係咧，亦都真係好多時候都要好小心喎，
But actually, we have to be very careful.
因為咧。做得越嚟大，做得越嚟越好咧，啊，好想咧就将个公司咧去做大佢。
Because as things go well and things develop, actually without knowing it, my heart was set on ex keep expanding my career.
呢个时候咧，我哋多伦多教会嘅牧者就提醒我啦。
So this time, our pastors and coworkers in Toronto reminded me.
佢话咧，你一定要小心，唔好将自己嘅工作同教会嘅事工咧混埋一起。
Be very careful, do not mix your work, your own career with church ministry.
因为好多时候咧，人咧好似系服侍神，但系其实不知不觉咧系建立紧自己。
Because very often, outwardly, we may seem to be serving God, but inwardly, without realizing, we are just building our own kingdom.
所以咧，其实有好多时候你先求神嘅国同义咧，可能神有啲嘅嘢提醒，唔系。佢系想叫你做，但系你唔想做嘅。
So sometimes when you seek first God's kingdom and righteousness, it may be a case where He wanted you to do something and yet you're unwilling.
所以我后嚟都明白，其实神唔系要我嘅专业嘅。
So later I realized actually what God wanted from me wasn't my profession.
因为虽然我喺加拿大教育留学呢边嘅，我系好专业，好专业，但系比专业更重要嘅系俾人知道你系一个基督徒。
So even though, yes, I was an expert in the area of Canadian education, but what God wanted from me, what He valued, is not my expertise, but that people know I am a Christian.
舉一個例子啊，
So I'll give you an
舊
example.
年咧有一個家庭咧，從另外一個省，即係加拿大另外一個省搬到嚟多倫多。
So last year, a family moved from another province to Toronto.
佢哋都好在意咧， 学校升学啊，升学资源，因为佢哋两个细路仔。
So they were also very concerned about the schools and yeah, all the resources because they have two children.
咁呢个嘅家庭嘅太太咧，其实喺中国已经受洗嘅基督徒。
So the mother had been baptized back in China, so she's a Christian.
咁我就有机会同佢讲啦。嗱，我话我亦都系基督徒，不过基督徒家庭咧，除咗考虑学校之外咧，我哋系咪应该考虑靠近下啲教会啊？
So I was able to share with this Christian mother that while we are very concerned about our children's education, but besides, you know, finding good schools for them, shouldn't we also consider being near the church so to have an ideal environment for our spiritual growth?
因為細路仔唔單止需要教育，亦都需要能夠俾熟齡成長嘅呢個環境。
Because what our children need is not just good education, but a good environment for their spiritual growth.
啊！佢哋後嚟真係採納咗我嘅意見，
And amazingly, they took on my advice.
放棄咗另一間咧排名更好，亦都係朋友推薦嘅，但係比較離教會好遠嘅學校，而選擇就係住喺我哋教會附近。
So they took my advice and they gave up a higher ranked school recommended by their friends. Instead, they chose to live nearer our church.
佢两个细路仔都参加主日学，
So their two children started joining a
好
Sunday
投入
school
添。
and they were very enthusiastic.
妈妈亦都有机会参加姊妹嘅查经聚会。
The mother was able to join our ladies group, a sisters group, Bible study.
爸爸虽然未信主，但系亦都好积极参加我哋星期五弟兄嘅查经。
So even the father wasn't a Christian yet, and yet he still actively attend our men's Friday Bible study.
所以可以講咧，神咧其實透過呢一家人對教會嘅投入咧，係鼓勵我嘅。
So you could say that God used this family's involvement in the church to encourage me.
當然啦，對於多倫多教會嚟講，2024年之後咧，我哋咧喺市區終於有個固定嘅聚會點啦。
And of course, for Toronto Church, since 2024, we finally settled in a fixed location downtown in Toronto.
所以，对于一个流动多年嘅教会嚟讲咧，这个都系神嘅好大嘅恩典同埋看顾。
So this is a great blessing and grace from God for a church that had been mobile for many years.
咁啊，我已经退咗休啦，依家
So now I'm retired.
啊，亦都冇做呢个学生嘅工作啦。
So I no longer work in the area of serving the students about education and all that.
不过有人仲问我留学啊、教育啲事咧，好多时候咧，我都会有意无意咧，将福音嘅信息分享出去嘅。
But because many people will still often come to me and ask for advice concerning Canadian education, so in those conversations, I will intentionally or unintentionally share with them the
因
gospel.
为你都唔知道每一个嚟到你身边嘅人，讲唔定都系神俾你嘅一个机会。
Because who knows, maybe each person that comes to you could be an opportunity given by God for you to reach out to
所
them.
以好多时候能做嘅就尽量去撒种，至于后边点样成长、点样结果，呢个系神自己嘅工作啦。
So, what we can do is to sow seeds, and how they grow and bear fruits is God's own work.
好啦，今日结束，占大家再嚟10分钟嘅时间。
So, I've come to my end, so please give me another 10 minutes.
因为通常结束先系最精彩嘅。
Because the ending is the most exciting usually.
今次嚟利物浦教会咧，大半个月啦。
So during this visit to Liverpool Church is over a half a month already.
听咗30几位弟兄姊妹同埋牧师，佢哋点样信主、经历神嘅呢个嘅经历。
So by now I've already heard more than 30 brothers and sisters and pastors experience in how they came to the Lord.
当然，仲有啲仲未听，可能仲要等住佢再同我哋讲嘅。
And of course, there's still some that I haven't had a chance to listen yet, or I may wait for you guys to share with me directly.
呢个就好似圣经里边讲咁多个见证人，好似云彩咁围住我哋。
And this is exactly what scripture says, that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
唔知你哋听人哋嘅分享点样？对于我嚟讲咧，我听佢哋嘅分享咧，其实佢哋嘅分享同我今日嘅分享都有一个共同嘅方向。
I wonder how you feel when you listen to other people's testimonies. But for me, I noticed that whether it's their sharing or my own, there's a common thread, common theme or direction.
就系先寻求神嘅国、神嘅国同埋神嘅义，透过主耶稣同神、亚伟神建立一种关系，并按照天父嘅旨意过每一天嘅基督徒嘅生活。
And that is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And through our relationship with our Lord Jesus and our Heavenly Father, every day we could live out or live according to the will of God.
系啦，对我嚟讲咧，其实就唔系一句口号，系咁多年一直学习同埋应用嘅。
So to me, this is not merely a slogan, but it's something that I practically implement every day over the past years.
注意，
So pay attention.
好多时候咧，神唔会一开始就将后边嘅路话俾你听嘅喎，
Oftentimes, God wouldn't show you the whole path at the beginning.
佢先俾你做一个选择，
He often asks you to make a
就
decision
好似
first.
我当年咁样话准备翻嚟加拿大啦，咁佢就俾你选择啦，选择温哥华还是选择多伦多。
So oftentimes we are asked to make a choice. Just like back then, I was given a choice. I knew I want to go back to Ch Canada, but do I want to go to Vancouver or Toronto?
而且当我真系选择咗靠近教会、靠近属灵嘅家之后咧，我又发现咧，神原来又做为我早已又预备咗后边嘅路
When I chose to stay close to the church, my spiritual home, I later discovered that God had already prepared the way ahead.
嘅。而且我又从来都冇谂过咧，会进入加拿大教育嘅，留学服务嘅。
And actually, I had never imagined I'd end up working in Canadian education or student guardianship, these overseas, education,
OK，咁
related.
所以咧，啱啱開始嗰陣時，我都睇到係一份工嘅啫喎，一陣收入，一個生活。但係咧，又冇諗到繼續求問神咧。喂，神俾你睇到，其實呢啲係送上嚟俾你講福音嘅呢啲人嚟㗎。
So while at first I only saw it as a job, as a source of income, a way to live, little did I expect, as I continued seeking God, he helped me to see the students and their parents as an opportunity, as potential people that I could share the good news with.
佢唔系你嘅客仔嚟嘅，佢系你神放喺你面前嘅人。
They were not just your clients, they are real people that God has placed before you.
佢哋又唔系只系教育嘅对象，佢哋好可能系福音嘅对象。
So they are not just receivers of education, but they are people who are who could receive the gospel.
好多时候咧，我仲以为咧，啊，真系。做呢份嘅工作呢，其实就系我只系求一份工作，但系冇谂到咧，神俾块田俾你嘅。
So while initially I started out only asking for a job, but God ended up giving me a whole field, harvest field.
啊，有多时候呢，有啲祝福唔系马上睇见嘅，有啲嘅带领咧，但系慢慢先明白嘅。
Sometimes blessings are not seen immediately. It takes time for us to slowly understand God's guidance.
所以。结论咧就系话咧，如果我哋一个人愿意先选择神嘅时候咧，后边好多嘅嘢咧，神会一步一步俾你睇见。
So the conclusion I drew was that when a person chooses God first, when he seeks God first, God will reveal the rest step by step.
先求神嘅国，唔系求自己嘅路。
Seek first God's kingdom. And not your own path.
先选择靠近神，然后先发现神已经帮你开咗路。
You choose first to draw near to God, and later you'll find that God has already opened
而
the
且好
way.
多时候，神俾人嘅唔单止够用，而系超乎你原来所想象嘅。
And more often than not, what God gives us isn't just enough, it's more than we could ever imagine.
咁所以，如果今日嘅我嘅分享或者对大家有啲嘅造就嘅话，我都愿意将一切荣耀都归翻俾神啦。
So, if anything I shared with you today edifies you, all glory goes to God.
咁我哋一齐结束祷告啊！
So, let us close in a prayer.
我哋嘅天父亚伟，我哋嘅神，
Our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, our God.
感谢你真系俾到我哋能够有机会嘅去默想你喺我哋生命当中所做嘅一切。
We praise you that we have this opportunity to look back and ponder on all your work in our life.
你真系比我哋嘅父亲更加嘅去爱我哋，
Truly, you love us even more than our earthly fathers.
因为你知道我哋咩系对我哋最好嘅，我哋最需要嘅系乜嘢。
Because you know what is best for us, what we need most.
唯一就系我哋愿意嘅，透过主耶稣去同你建立呢一份嘅关系。
But first, we must establish this relationship with you through our Lord Jesus.
所以感谢你啦，真系透过我自己唔配嘅呢个分享，俾我真系都去明白到呢一个道理。
So, I just want to praise you that through today's sharing, you've helped me to understand this important truth.
亦都尝试到先寻求神嘅国同埋义嘅呢个嘅甜美。
And you've helped me taste this beauty of seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness.
所以感谢神你呢份嘅恩典同埋看顾啦，
So, I really thank you for your grace and for your care.
亦都感谢在座咁多位嘅呢个耐心啦。
And I thank everyone seated here for their patience.
求神你嘅爱继续嘅临在我哋当中，
Pray that your love continue to be showered upon us.
愿一切嘅荣耀重赞都归翻俾你。
May all glory and praise be to you.
Amen.
Amen.